Well, judging by how week one went, everything is going poorly for my prediction so far. Everything seems like it will age like milk. Let's do the QB tier list. Best to give me your loyalty, cause I'm taking the world you'll see. They'll be calling me, calling me. They'll be calling me royalty. Welcome back to Shrek Attack. We are going to do the QB tier list today. And I, once again, did this before any game, so it's unbiased towards the season. It's just kind of how my predictions go. We'll see if it ages like fine wine or spoiled milk. I'm Brandon Shrek and Ghost at The Real B Shrek, your host for the day. And let's not waste any time getting into this. Now, the nice thing about this year is that I found a tier list with starters only, so I don't have to dive into a bunch of rookies and backups I've never seen play or haven't seen play in like a real setting. There are four people in the too soon category that I have. The too soon category is basically just the category of people we haven't seen enough snaps from to really judge how they're going to look. We have top tier today, a category that I won't say because it spoils who's in the category. Above average. Average, which I was going to name Dak Prescott because Kirk Cousins is no longer a starting quarterback who, since he's not a starting quarterback, will not be talked about today. He used to be the average category. He's now a backup. Won't be talking about him besides this point. Up next, we do have the backup category. Then who are starting this year that I think are backup tier quarterbacks. Below average, and then too soon, there is a trash category that's normally reserved for a certain Browns quarterback that likes to show up, suck, and then get hurt, that enjoys massages a little too much, and I'm not talking about Justin Tucker. However, I could see him on the same team eventually. Let's start with the top tier today. Now, these are in no particular order. That's the beauty of tier lists, that you don't have to order them. So just because I say somebody's name first doesn't mean I think they're particularly better than another person. Last year we used to have his own tier, Patrick Mahomes. He used to be what I considered above everyone else until proven wrong. Well, last year I thought he played mediocre at best. But he's still Patrick Mahomes, so he's still in the top tier, along with Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. I do think he's going to take another step this year. I think he has something to prove. We have Joe Burrow, who unfortunately is stuck on the Bengals, who never have a good defense, never have a good offensive line, have pretty elite weapons to work with. However, they're just not putting it together for him. Whenever you have an elite talent like Joe Burrow, you want to protect him at the very least. You want to have that offensive line in place. I don't know what the Bengals are doing, because that offensive line, it seems like they're trying to kill him most weeks. Then rounding out the top tier quarterbacks, we have Lamar Jackson. Now I know I'm in Steeler territory, and I like to throw, I have to be realistic. Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson are both top tier quarterbacks with top tier NFL processing, top tier arm talent, top tier running in Lamar's case. And I do think these four quarterbacks are just a tad above everyone else. I think this year is kind of exciting because it's not just like, oh, they have Patrick Mahomes, they are going to definitely win. That's been proven that it's not actually a thing. And I think now that the refs have been kind of busted helping him, that he's not going to get like all the favorable calls just for funsies. So these four quarterbacks, I think, are just a tad above everyone else. They are able to take over a game, get in the zone. In Madden terms, they have the X factor. That they can take over and you can put the game on their back. A small tier below, but still a tier above most people. This one's going to shock you. In his own tier, Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Now, I do believe he might start the year a little slow. And Brandon, you're making excuses for him already. No. Hear me out. Jared Goff has more wins more passing yards, more touchdowns in the past 3 years than any other fucking quarterback. Now, this year, the reason he might start off a little slow is because he has a shit ton of new coaches, including the offensive coordinator. Him and Ben Johnson got along very well, and he's going to have to adjust to a whole new scheme under a new offensive coordinator. Now, this offensive coordinator made Bo Nix look pretty good last year, so I do have faith that it's going to eventually click. Bo Nix did not start off the hottest last season either. They kind of have to find time to mesh and figure things out. Jared Goff has not played a single preseason game, as most of the Lions starters haven't, so they still haven't got those warm-up games in. Also, the offensive line is looking different. Frank Ragnow retired. They have a different guard in place. I believe he's a rookie. They have just the offensive line has not played all those games together that your really elite offensive lines tend to have done. So Jared Goff might have a slow start, but I do think he is above average, but slightly below the top tier. Unfortunately, I can't just throw him up there with them. I want to. I really want to. And maybe that's the Lions fan in me. But there's no denying the numbers that he has put up over the past few seasons and how good he has looked. He looked great as a Ram before Sean McVay gave up on him for no fucking good reason. And Jared Goff just, I have his jersey. So, big fan. I think he's a great quarterback. And just, people sleep on him. People want to say because he's a system quarterback, quote unquote, that he only does, like, I don't understand. Because he's not exciting and doesn't run around, people just fucking shit on him. He's old school. I mean, back in the day, whenever Peyton Manning was playing, did you shit on him because he didn't run around? No. He still finds time, creates plays, and has a big-time arm. Jared Goff, top five quarterback. That's it. That's where we're going with this. Let's get to the next category. This is the above-average category, and it's looking a lot smaller than I usually have it. In no particular order whatsoever, these aren't rankings, these are tier lists. Justin Herbert. Now, I know we had a little hubbub last year saying that he is a social media quarterback. This dude has all the talent. He can run, he can throw. I think he has the potential to get up to that top tier. I think he's just been in some unfortunate circumstances. Brandon Staley, was that his coach's name before? Before Jim Harbaugh? Was a bum. Did not know how to call an offense. Jim Harbaugh, last year, came in, and he had a new coach, new offensive coordinator, and they wanted to do running primarily. This year, we'll see. Maybe they'll let him open up. I do think he has a better cast to work with this year, and I think he has the potential to show that he really does belong inside the above average, like top tier quarterback category, without this fucking tag of social media quarterback. We'll see what he can do this year. Then we have Jaden Daniels. I don't normally put... Yeah, I do. I did it last year with CJ Stroud. It's his second year. He could very well get into a sophomore slump, but so far, the kids look great. The kid has looked very good. Knocked my Lions out of the fucking playoffs last year, so I hold a little grudge against him, and maybe that's why I see him in a bigger light. Normally, for second-year quarterbacks, I like to put them in the average tier, make them earn their way up, but this kid has seemed like he could be special. Once again, so did CJ Stroud, and he's not in this tier this year. Spoiler alert. Up next, we have Jalen Hurts, another guy that I just don't understand why people are so fucking low on him. Is it because he has the tush-push, getting like 20 fucking touchdowns a year, that we think he's overrated? Super Bowl quarterback? He's a Super Bowl quarterback. Yes, he doesn't pass for the most yards, but on this team, you don't need to pass for the most yards. And whenever he needs to, he has shown that he is capable of it. He's great with his legs. He extends plays. He creates opportunities. I don't understand all the hubbub on saying that he is... Like, people straight up think that Jalen Hurts sucks. And just... I don't think they watch football. I think they see stat lines where he doesn't fucking throw much, and he just doesn't have to. Listen, if you have the opportunity, especially the Eagles who are in the lead most of the time, to hand off to Saquon Barkley and he's going to get fucking 10 yards a carry. Why do things that you don't have to do? Whenever Jalen Hurts needs to step up, he steps up. And I've seen him have good games. I've seen him have poor games. I've seen fucking Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes all have fucking poor games too. So it's just like, it's insane how bad people think Jalen Hurts is. No, he is an above average quarterback. If you don't believe that, go fucking watch a game. We have, this one kills me a little bit. We have Jordan Love next. Why can't the Packers just have a fucking shitty quarterback for once? I want nothing more than the Packers to have a shitty quarterback, but they don't. I thought whenever they picked Jordan Love, they were reaching a little bit, but turns out, outside of injuries, he's pretty fucking good. He does seem to get knocked out for 3 to 4 games a season, but it's a rough game, football, and it's not like he has the best protection or he didn't. I think this year his offensive line is better. I think his offensive weapons are better. And Josh Jacobs is a pretty fucking good halfback to hand off to. I mean, he has how many fucking games in a row with a touchdown? And whenever you have that run game, your passing game opens up. And Jordan Love is one of the kind of guys that is going to take advantage of the advantages he was given. Jordan Love has what Joe Burrow needs. The difference between them is if you gave Joe Burrow what Jordan Love has, I think we'd see a lot more Super Bowl rings on Joe Burrow's fingers. Now we get to talk about the former Lion, Matthew Stafford. He's still above average. The dude still has a fucking rocket for an arm. And his only downside really is that his back is more crippled than mine. Matthew Stafford, like, let's not pretend he's not hit away from retirement. And I don't, like, I'm not wishing this on him, but his back is pretty messed up from what the reports are saying. It's shocking that they are rolling him out for week one from what the reports are saying, but we'll see how the season goes. If he plays all 17 games, the Rams have a good chance of making the playoffs and making a pretty good run, even though I don't believe I have them doing that. I already forget what I did for the NFL predictions. Gotta go back and listen to that to find out. But Matthew Stafford, definitely a fucking above average quarterback. Very good, great processor, and can just fucking launch that ball down the field. Then last but not least, for our above average quarterbacks, I put someone you might not expect. Someone you might not expect, but he's pretty exciting to watch, pretty exciting attitude, and I was rooting for him. And now, I do believe, I've had him, I don't know if I ever dropped him down into average, but this year, definitely, he's above average. It's Baker Mayfield. And the cool thing about Baker Mayfield is that you can tell he's having fun out there. He's one of the very few quarterbacks that aren't just a fucking robot, and he actually wears his emotions on his sleeve. You can tell he's having fun playing the game. And now that he's in a Tampa offense with good fucking playmakers around him, you can really see what he's capable of. Up next, we have the average category, the Dak Prescott category, because he is the pinnacle of fucking average. A guy that is overrated, Dak Prescott. People like to think he's really fucking good for some reason. I don't know, maybe because he's on the Cowboys, but the Cowboys also are overrated, so it is what it is. First up, we have Drake May of the New England Patriots, a younger player. Had his ups and downs last year, but I'm not willing to say he is below average or backup tier. I'm not willing to say he's above average anything above average, I guess. I think he's just average for now, and I do think, like, I wanted to put him in the too soon category, and I did put a couple second year players in the too soon category, but I think it feels like a cop out to put him there. He just seems like an average quarterback right now, doesn't have to do too much right now. Patriots aren't expected to do too much right now, but seems pretty average so far. I think he has the potential to go into the above average category, but I don't know if he's going to ever be like top tier. Do I think that you could win a Super Bowl with him? Yeah, if you put the proper team around him. Absolutely. I think you can do that with most average quarterbacks. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl before. Fucking Nick Foles was a Super Bowl MVP before. Like, we've seen more wild stuff. Drake May seems to be a pretty decent quarterback, and I think he will spend more than just his rookie contract in the NFL. Up next, I have Aaron Rodgers. My, how the mighty have fallen. Maybe it was the Jets effect, because the Jets don't make any fucking quarterback look good. But Aaron Rodgers just seems to be average at best now, and he used to be fucking elite. He used to be in that top tier category. And we'll see. I mean, dude's older now. He's wiser, and maybe he'll take a back seat, because he seems to have done his best whenever he's taken a back seat and doesn't try to control everything. The Steelers just seem like they're going to go 9-8 like they always do and probably lose in the wild card. I'm sorry to say it. It's just, that's what it is. And I mean, I don't know. He has him and Mike Tomlin have a mutual respect, so maybe this is the best case scenario for him. And his old wise, I don't know if wise is the correct term, because I see interviews and what. Aaron Rodgers is an average quarterback now, and we're just going to leave it at that. Then we have CJ Stroud, the spoiler alert from earlier. I had high hopes for him. He looked really good his rookie season, had a kind of a big fall off, a sophomore slump, if you will. And now he just seems to be average. We'll see where he goes. But I don't even know what to say about him, because how do you go from such a fucking spectacular rookie season to what he did last year? CJ Stroud, fun to watch, and I hope he finds his way into being above average again, but I don't know where we're going to go from this point forward. I guess time will tell. Just CJ Stroud in the average tier. Trevor Lawrence, we're talking about a guy who, my God, I just went Chris Collinsworth there. Now here's a guy! But we're talking about a guy who came out of college, had one of like the fucking most exciting, he was one of the most exciting prospects. I'm not even going to edit this out, because you can hear how hard I'm struggling to figure this man out. He was the most exciting fucking prospect at one point. And he is literally fucking fingertips away from being a great quarterback. He just seems to somehow always overthrow his receivers. Like, it's hitting their fucking fingertips, but he can't get it in their hands. I don't know if he, like, I don't want to drop him any further, but I can't raise him based off almost. Like, you know, this isn't horseshoes, this isn't fucking hand grenades, this is the NFL. If he can just tweak it so that he can actually connect with his receivers, I think the sky's the fucking limit for the guy. I think he's got a really good fucking arm. It's just, we got to see it first. He can create plays. He can run. He's got beautiful hair. Very fucking pretty boy face. That could be the face of the NFL. Easily. But, I don't know. Just, we need to see him put it together. He hasn't done that yet. And I don't know what to expect from him. Bo Nix is next. Bo Nix had a slow start last year. At the end of the year, he looked pretty fucking good. But he has a new offensive coordinator to work with, and we got to see where it goes, because coaching kind of can make or break people, unfortunately. We got to see, I think he has the talent and the ability to be a good quarterback, but we've seen the ups and downs already, and we're just going to see where it takes us. I believe up next we have Geno Smith. Here's the problem with these tier lists. They show me faces, and I don't know what every single fucking quarterback looks like. And I thought I had this figured out, but I don't. Yeah, this is Geno Smith. That looks like a Raiders jersey. And he's somebody that I don't talk about too often. You don't get to talk about too often. Because he's average. He doesn't do anything spectacular. He doesn't do anything too poorly. He's the prime example, though, of somebody that you don't give up on, because he was drafted by the Jets. Fucking sucked there because everybody sucks on the Jets. Then he became a journeyman quarterback. Then all of a sudden played rather well for the Seahawks. And now he's on the Raiders. And we got to see if it was an environment thing or if he is still a starter in the NFL. Time will tell. He's with Pete Carroll. And I do believe Pete Carroll is the coach that initially fucking liked him. So we'll see if they're able to do great things together, or if this is just kind of a fun little experiment for the oldest coach in the league. Dak Prescott is next. Once again, I was going to name this the Dak Prescott tier. Dak Prescott is the most overrated quarterback in the league. What can I say? People are always like, yeah, he's so fucking good. No, he's got a really good fucking offense around him. He's got a top five fucking offensive line. He's got really good weapons around him. He just upgraded his weapons with fucking George Pickens. I've seen this man throw 500 yards once, and I wasn't impressed. I don't know, like, it's one of those things where you got to watch the game. I don't know, man. Dak Prescott just, he doesn't move me. He doesn't inspire me. He doesn't, the dude is, to borrow a quote from Roman Reigns, he's missionary. He's missionary. And, I mean, just does not, he doesn't, I don't know what to say about the guy. He's average. He is average at best. I've watched him for enough years now that I'm just not impressed. We'll be talking about Mr. Irrelevant now. Of course, Brock Purdy. He was the last pick in the draft a couple years ago. And he came onto the scene, and he's fun because he is Mr. Irrelevant. The last pick of the draft is not expected to become anything special most of the time. And he kind of overtook the job in San Francisco and ran with it. But then last year he played pretty mediocre without Christian McCaffrey. Now I do know Christian McCaffrey is a game changer, but the 49ers had a lot of injuries to be fair. I think they're coming into the season with a lot of injuries. I mean, Christian McCaffrey already has fucking reports about his calf, so we'll see where it goes. Brock Purdy, he is at least fun to watch, fun to cheer for, because he is Mr. Irrelevant. But I do think right now he is average, just an average quarterback. And I will see where he goes in the future, but I don't have much more to say about Brock Purdy. This next quarterback, though, I do have a bit to say about. I've wanted him to be good. I want him to be good every single fucking year. And he seems to be good up until the point where Call of Duty comes out, and then he starts to suck. And I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking maybe, I mean, I want him to be good because he's fun to watch. He's a shorter guy. He runs around, can create plays, has a good arm. I'm talking about Kyler Murray. And it's crazy because there are times where you're watching him and you're like, yeah, this dude's fucking got it. And then there are other times where it's like, maybe he is too short and maybe he really can't see down the field because what the fuck was that? And it just, like, it's weird. I put him in above average all the time because I would say up until Call of Duty comes out, the dude is good. Now, last year, he just never seemed to put it together. Before, after, during Call of Duty, I don't know. I don't know what this guy has to do, if he needs to put in extra reps or what, but he dropped down to the average tier for me. And if he doesn't fucking figure something out, he's going to be in the backup tier for me next year. I've kept him in above average for too long because I wanted him to, like, I was trying to will it into a thing. And you can't will things, apparently. You can't just put things into the universe and hope for it to happen. Wow, I just fucking summed up the story of my life. But Kyler Murray is now just average at best. And like I said, if he doesn't figure it out this year, he's dropping down into the backup category for me. Speaking of backup category, a guy who dug his way out of backup category is Sam Darnold. Now in the average tier. He played for the Vikings last year. He was a game manager pretty much, but he got the job done. And now he is in Seattle, where I do believe he is going to be a game manager. Once again, if that's all you're asking of him, I think he's very capable and they could have success with it. Sam Darnold was like the youngest fucking player to get drafted in quite some time. He's still younger than some fucking people, I think, that are recently drafted. I'd have to look into that. Don't hold me to that. I think I saw that on Twitter, though. And, you know, if it's on Twitter, it's definitely right. Okay, he's 28. I Googled it. And yeah, he's only like 2 years older than one or two of the quarterbacks that were just fucking drafted. So he's still young in the quarterback world. and that means he still has time to grow and develop, although this is probably considered the prime of his career. And I just lowered everything that I had to look at. There we go. We're back to it. Sam Darnold is somebody that will manage your game if you put a good team around him. It's going to work out. However, I don't think... I still think he has time to be great. I can't lie. I don't know. But he was a backup tier, and he crawled his way into average tier. And maybe next year he'll be above average. We'll see how he plays this year. But the Seahawks don't really inspire confidence in me the way they've played the past couple years. I do believe they are a run heavy team, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Fun fact: like a week ago, I could not figure out who the fuck the Seahawks quarterback was because Sam Darnold is pretty fucking forgettable. Let's get into the backup tier now. This is only starters, so these are starters that I believe should be backups. Okay, so starting off with the Steelers quarterback last year, Justin Fields. The one thing I said whenever the Steelers traded for him, as a Lions fan, I am disappointed that the Bears have traded Justin Fields. I still feel that way today. He is a great backup quarterback. Like, if my starter got hurt, I would have no problem throwing him in. However, he is not a guy I want starting all 17 fucking games for me. I don't trust him for 17 games. I don't think he processes the coverage well enough. I've seen him throw into double coverage with wide open people in front of him. He can run. He can run, but I think he is a backup caliber quarterback. Up next, we have Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't even know if I said that last name right or not. But Tua turned the ball over. Because that's what he tends to do. He has all the speed in the world to work with. On his offense. And the Miami Dolphins are a prime example of why Madden is unrealistic. Because all that speed doesn't do fucking shit. Now listen, I don't want to sit here and talk shit on Tua. But I've seen this guy just kind of take way too big of hits. And I'm not saying that's what's doing it. But I am saying after the last one, I was hoping he would retire. Because I do not want to see a man die on the field. And Tua is just... He hasn't shown anything great. He has been average at best. And at this point, I want him to be a backup. And as a matter of fact, I want to be a third string. Because I just don't want to see him take another hit. Let's not get too deep into Tua Tagovailoa. And just like his deep ball, it doesn't get too deep anymore. Joe Flacco is next. Joe Flacco, once known to be the most elite quarterback on earth. And now I do believe he's backup tier. But he is going to get his shot because he has a pretty deep ball. But it's always a 50-50 ball. Listen, I laid out the plans for the Browns last week. Like I said, he's going to get the first 5 or 6 weeks because it's going to look great. The 50-50 balls are going to go his way, and then all of a sudden they aren't, and then they're going to pull him. And then we'll see Gabriel Dillon? The Browns rookie quarterback. Then we'll see Sanders, or we'll see the guy that we won't talk about. Then we'll see Sanders. Sanders save a game, then he'll go on to be mediocre. Browns quarterbacks, man. Browns quarterbacks, 9 times out of 10, backup tier. Well, that's how we're going to label this. Joe Flacco, a.k.a. Browns quarterback, backup tier. Next Browns quarterback, backup tier. Russell Wilson, backup tier. We moved on to the Giants. I think Russell Wilson's going to start off. I think we are going to get to... Now, this is where it's weird because I do believe the depth chart was released and it has Jackson Dart. The rookie as second string, and then Jameis as third. Now, people love Jameis, so I do think Jameis will, like, jump up. Jameis also backup tier. And then we have Jackson, who is going to be too soon to tell. So, I'll just cover all the quarterbacks here that could start for the Giants and probably will start for the Giants. And then last but not least, another guy I wanted to work out because he's short. I don't know. I just want a good short quarterback to exist, I guess. Bryce Young. Bryce Young looked like he was starting to put it together towards the end of last season. But I don't know. We're going to have to see. Just seems to struggle reading the coverage. And maybe it's the team that he's on, because he has never had great weapons. He's never had a good offensive line. And he's never even had great coaching. Like, I've seen plays last year where they ran like three curl routes into fucking coverage. So, I don't know. We gotta see him with average stuff. At least average fucking playmakers and average coaching to really fucking judge him. But we're getting to the point where, I don't know, he hasn't looked great. And will he figure it out? Time will tell. It might be a matter of a scenery change. Now we're going to go to the below average quarterbacks, and we have two here, Daniel Jones and Spencer Rattler. And I mean, just go watch either of them fucking play. Watch their highlight reels, because I'm sure both of them have highlight reels that might be fucking 45 seconds long. Maybe Indiana Jones will change my mind, but Spencer Rattler, he hasn't got the scenery change yet, and I don't want to just trash him. Daniel Jones is one of those quarterbacks, though, at this point where I'm like, how has he gotten so many fucking opportunities? It just doesn't make sense. I think he needs to be a backup somewhere for a little while before you give him another chance. We'll see how it goes. Spencer Rattler, I almost put him in too soon. I have not seen a lot of his gameplay. But from what I have seen, Rattler seems rattled. And then last we have the too soon category. Once again, we don't have anybody in trash because a certain Browns quarterback is not on this list. But too soon, we have Cam Ward, the number one pick overall. I do think he will be average to above average by the end of the season. We have Caleb Williams, who I do believe will be average at the end of the season. Caleb Williams is only here because he got Ben Johnson, who I immensely respect, despite him leaving us for a fucking division rival, and I do think that he has the potential to make Caleb Williams fucking good. It's just, Caleb Williams is a Bears quarterback, and Bears quarterbacks are just only slightly like one step above Browns quarterbacks. Actually, they might be worse, statistically. We'll see where it goes, but Caleb Williams, I have him in too soon. Then I have J.J. McCarthy in too soon because he was hurt all last year. We'll see how he does. He's taken his first snaps. And then we have Michael Penix of the Falcons. And once again, we haven't seen enough. Nobody in the trash tier this year. Nobody down in that trash tier, which is kind of nice to say. I don't really like ripping on these people as much as I seem like I do. I know it's Shrek Attack, and I need to go and attack, but I'm trying to turn over this fucking positive leaf. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know down in the comments. Let me know on the social medias. At Shrek Attack on TikTok, Instagram. I have a Facebook. I don't know how Facebook searches work. I'm becoming a fucking boomer. And at The Real B Shrek, that's at The Real, all one word, The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. Wherever you look that up, if you look it up and you don't see it, I don't have it. I do have a YouTube that I'm starting to slowly put all old episodes onto, and I will eventually stream on. That is also at Shrek Attack. And that should be a fun time whenever we get that going. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, stay fucking awesome. Hey, hit the fucking music, huh?